president of the Abortion Law Reform Association, Terry Bellamack, says if Ireland can change its abortion laws, so can New Zealand. And she's with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, if we can just have a word on the situation in Ireland, these restrictions that are still going to be around abortion there, it's still pretty significant for a developed country, isn't it?
Yeah, compared with other developed countries, it's maybe not quite as good as you might think. Canada is probably the gold standard in that respect. They have not had abortion regulations since 1988. And they have seen the same decline in the abortion rate that other OECD nations have seen over that time.
So what is the situation here then? How does it stand in the world picture?
Well, under our current system, we're not that great. Under the current system, people who need abortion care, they have to get the approval of two certifying consultants in order to get it. Those approvals are acts of discretion by the certifying consultant. It's not a matter of the patient having a right to medical care. And they can be withheld if the certifying consultant is not satisfied that one of the four grounds for abortion under the Crimes Act has been met.
Do we have any sense of how often that happens?
Well, you know, we have data from the Abortion Supervisory Committee that suggests that around 200 requests for abortion each year are ruled not justified, but there's a lot of possible meanings to that. For instance, if a patient was kind of ambivalent about it and decided not to go ahead with the abortion, a certifying consultant might mark it not justified so that, you know, they can get paid for that consultation. But on the other hand, we do know of people who have been denied abortions. For instance, last year, the New Zealand Herald reported on Kate and the New Zealand Herald reported on Erica. The Wireless reported on Kate, both of whom were denied abortions at Waitemata. You can sort of see how that sort of a thing might happen. The governing legislation is from 1977, and it was reactionary and overly strict at the time. But over the years, the certifying consultants sort of took a wide view of the mental health ground, so that most people who needed abortion care receive it on that ground. But you have to be willing to tell the doctor that your mental health would be compromised, even if it's a lie, as it very often is.
Yeah, and that angle, I suppose, on this is that you have to lie for health care. Is that acceptable?
No, it's not. It's really not. This is the only instance in which people have to lie to their doctor. And no other class of person has to lie and seek the approval of two doctors and come within reasons that are listed in the Crimes Act in order to get health care. Only women who are pregnant and don't want to be. To me, that's discriminatory.
And this is at a time that would be very hard for many people to be contemplating anyway.
Well, yeah, it sort of adds a barrier in a system that is composed of lots of barriers. There's a lot of boxes that need to be ticked. One of the elements of the legislation that I understand is been proposed for Ireland is the 3-day waiting period, and you know that's onerous and it's unnecessary. But nevertheless, it does beat the 25 days it takes on average for a pregnant person in New Zealand to access abortion from the GP referral to the service to the actual procedure. It's a time-sensitive healthcare procedure, and it's just not good enough.
Well, just briefly, would you like to see here the ability to be taken away from doctors to turn people down?
Absolutely. Abortion is you know, it's healthcare that people need. People seek abortion care because they need it. That's probably one of the most onerous bits of our abortion legislation, and it really has to go.
Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate that this morning. That is Terry Bellamack, the president of the Abortion Law Reform Association.